Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Thank you for calling customer support. It's Demetri speaking. Give me a courtesy call back. If you have any more questions for us, you can get this call back here on our customer service line.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes. Are you calling on returning my call?
Yes, ma'am. We're doing a courtesy call back.
Yeah. What company is this that I'm talking to, first of all?
We're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay, I'm calling about, I had bought something online, and all of a sudden I'm getting this charge for something totally different from Relentless Firm Delight, something or other.
Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
480-82. I got all the numbers here that they had on my charge card, if you want that.
And what's the first and last name?
Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Jeremette, G-E-R-O-M-E-T-T-E.
And when was the charge?
Let's see. They have it on 12-7.
It says it was 480-82, right?
82, yes.
And how much was the charge?
$66.97. And I have no idea what that's even for, because all I did is buy this one thing for $11.99, and it's the same company, so.
Okay. Provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged, please.
Hold on, I got to get it out of my purse. What was that even for? It doesn't even say what it's for. I feel like I'll never buy nothing online again, because you get ripped off every time you do something.
I would have to fill up the account and see what's going on here.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the last numbers is 0362.
I didn't quite hear that.
Pardon?
I said I didn't quite hear that. What'd you say?
0362.
And how did you get this number?
It's on my charge card with all this information. I was balancing out my checkbook and looked and went, what the hell is this?
Let me see here. Patricia, do you have anybody else in your household?
Nope.
I'm not seeing your name here, Patricia. 0362, any sales charge on the 7th.
There was a charge on 12-2 for $11.99 and then on 12-7 for $66.97.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your name.
Well, I can give you all the numbers that's on here because I'm looking right at it at my bank, you know, on my charge card.
And this is the number your car company gave you?
The number that shows up when I was doing my balance. You know, it shows 12-7-22, and then it gives me this long number, card number 31, blah, 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 in balance, and 66.97. The number is 241-02-34-19-00-12-21-2595, and then a dash, and then 5399, and then two percentage numbers behind it.
Uh-huh.
And then card 31, and then the number 0362, which is my charge card. Memo balance. So it looks like they're going to try to charge me again for this, whatever it is. I don't even know what the hell it is.
I am not seeing you. This is weird here. Is there any other phone number on there?
Nope, that's the only phone number I have.
Do you have the first 6 digits of the card?
First numbers are 4433.
The first six. What's two after that? I said I need the first six.
Oh, the first six. 4433 53.
53. 4433 53. First six. The last 40362. Yeah, I am not seeing anything here. Spell your last name for me.
G-E-R-O-M like in Mary, E-T-T-E.
Uh, GeromEtte.
Yeah, G like in girl.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody with that last name either. Is there like a shipping and handling charge? Like maybe like a few days before that?
No, no. I'll tell you, what a ripoff. They take advantage of seniors. This thing was supposed to be, you know, you get so many points and you get this, blah, blah, blah. And it was $11.99. That's the only thing I bought. So now tomorrow I have to go to the bank and disconnect my card and all that shit because I'm getting ripped off. And I don't even know what the hell they're trying to bill me for, $66 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either. That's weird because I'm not seeing anything here.
Well, what is this company, Relentless Firm?
I wouldn't know what they are, but we're third parties, so we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay, so you can't help me at all then. Okay, now tomorrow I have to go and close out my account because I can't trust anybody. So, all right, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.